WDIY presents a special news feature. It's hurricane season on the Atlantic coast. Experts predict as many as 25 named storms from June to November. Halfway through, we've already seen more than a dozen, including one that tore through the Philadelphia region, flooding houses and destroying property. As climate change advances, those impacts are only getting worse, and they're changing the conversation around flood management. WHYY's Hannah Chin explains how.
Scientists predict heavier rain, more frequent storms, and changing sea levels could completely wipe out high-risk areas. But how do you protect people from flooding in the future? Ethan Yang, a civil engineer at Lehigh University, says that question is driving curiosity about new solutions.
People start to realize that when we have stronger storms or a more frequent hurricane that's going to hit us, people start wondering whether our traditional centralized stormwater management control, whether that's enough to protect our life or our properties.
So is it? Many flood management options are man-made, like the Fairmount Dam, designed to manage river levels and move water out of the way. It's what scientists call gray infrastructure. Yang studies natural solutions, like wetlands and rain gardens, designed to capture and absorb flooding rains. That's called green infrastructure, and it can start small with backyard rain barrels and green roofs, or go much larger with coastal buffers and regional bioretention plans.
In my view, green infrastructure is the first defense line because we absorb everything at a local scale. Let me just say this. And then there will be some excess waters still going to a river, still going to go on the street. Then green infrastructure can become the like the second defense line to protect people.
Engineer Hiba Barud specializes in risk analysis at Vanderbilt University. She says part of the problem is that scientists can't always predict the extent to which storms will destroy, well, anything.
Because there is so much uncertainty with the type of hazards that we might be dealing with in the future, any solution that we can offer now that is towards mitigation, that it serves kind of a mitigation purpose, is not going to be completely bulletproof.
Well, one thing's for sure. We can't just keep moving water around. Jeff Tittle of the New Jersey Sierra Club says even natural solutions would require a complete overhaul, a region-wide look at the Delaware River watershed.
The river's going to seek its own course. It has a historic memory. The Army Corps mentality is, let's ship it somewhere else. But the problem is that somewhere else may not have the ability to absorb that water. So the point is that it all has to be part of a holistic plan. Property by property, town by town, it's not going to work.
Tittle knows it's a big ask, but he says,
if we don't take the big ask, whatever we do is not going to work. And we're just giving people false hope and we're going to waste billions of dollars.
Ideally, green and gray infrastructure, and all the solutions in between, would work in combination to absorb floodwater and minimize the damage it can cause. But experts say they haven't seen that done successfully yet. Hannah Chin, WHYY News.
Are you interested in inspiring and informing future generations through WDIY's programming? A gift through your will, retirement plan, or estate plan is a wonderful legacy to leave to those that will need a trusted place to hear what's going on in the world. For information about naming WDIY as a beneficiary, please call 610-694-8100 or visit wdiy.org/legacy.
WDIY Lehigh Valley Public Radio, your trusted local NPR member station for over 25 years. Many choices, real voices.